Substituting for Dr. Tahir Mohamed.
Lean 54.
Date of service is January 23, 2013. Patient name is Brenda Coleman, B-R-E-N-D-A-C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Date of birth is December 9, 1947. Primary care physician is Charles Baker. Period next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note next paragraph. Reason for visit follow up next paragraph. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Coleman with the past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status left heart catheterization and stent in LAD performed on April 24, 2012, and peripheral vascular disease, status post right peripheral angiography plus stent about 2 years ago period. She came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Pure next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient complains of mild right leg pain for about a week. It's episodic and occurs once a week. Has no relieving factors. Period. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or apnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, lightheadedness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, or any palpitations, or any bilateral leg edema. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for number one, hypertension, number two, hyperlipidemia, number three, coronary artery disease, status left heart catheterization and stent in LAD performed on April 24, 2012. Period. Next point, peripheral vascular disease with amputation of the left leg and status post right peripheral angiography and stent performed 2 years ago in 2010. Period. Next paragraph. Surgical history is significant for above the knee amputation of the left leg about 3 years ago. Period. Next paragraph. Social history is significant for smoking previously, but has quit, period. She denies any alcohol or illicit drug use, period. Next paragraph. Family history significant for coronary artery disease and hypertension, period. Next paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, period. Next paragraph. Current medications include number one, simvastatin, 40 mg QHS, next point, levothyroxine, 75 mcg daily, next point, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs twice daily, next point, metoprolol succinate, 200 mg twice daily, next point, hydralazine, 50 mg QID for 30 days, next point, aspirin, 225 mg daily, next point, Spiriva inhaler, next point, clonidine, 0.1 mg QHS, next point, Imdor 30 mg, 1 tablet a day, next point, ranitidine, 150 mg daily, next point, ferrosulfate. For next paragraph, physical examination on today's visit, vitals include blood pressure of 127 by 74, heart rate 69 per minute, weight 115 pounds, height 5'5". Please copy normal physical examination template except for noted above the knee amputation of her left leg. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Blood chemistry done on May 11, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 2. Next point, DNA drug sensitivity test done on January 13, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 2. Next one, left heart catheterization done on April 24, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 3. Okay. Next point. Next point. EKG done on March 23, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 3. Next point, left heart catheterization done on April 24, 2012, please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 3. Next point, echocardiogram done on June 13, 2012, please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 3. Next point, carotid artery Doppler ultrasound, please copy done on August 20, 2011, please copy from cardiology clinic note of September 21, 2012, page 3. Next point, Peripheral angiography of the right extremity done on October 7, 2011. Please copy from cardiology clinic. Note of September 21, 2012, page 3. Number one, assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient is a known case of coronary artery disease status post-left heart catheterization done on April 24, 2012 with stent placement in LAD, period. On today's visit, she denies any chest pain or palpitation, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with her medications and follow up with us in her follow-up appointment in...
Last month, we're still waiting on the report. Period. That's what I got.
6 weeks, period, next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the blood pressure is 127 by 74, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with their medication and follow up. We will continue to follow her condition and follow up appointment in 6 weeks and advise the patients to follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter. For your next point, kidney disease. The patients are known to be following up with a nephrologist. Blood chemistry done on May 11, 2012 shows creatinine of 2.1, period, on today's visit. She has been written a prescription for renal function tests, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and her follow-up appointment in 6 weeks and advise her to follow up with her primary care physician or nephrologist regarding this matter, period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Coleman. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see her back in our clinic in about 6 weeks. We advise her to follow with her primary care physician in the meantime for continuity of care, period. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FHA, DFTAB, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is the end of this dictation.